This is Dr. Schumacher dictating progress on Keith Castle. Last name C-A-S-T-L-E, Keith, K-E-I-T-H. Place was... Packard Place. Date was July 6, 2022. In paragraph, Mr. Castle was seen. He has yesterday he developed the slowness of speech and became very pale, period. In paragraph, history professor knows the staff was concerned because his speech was slowed and different and momentary down, and he was sent to the hospital and he was pale, period. He did not stay because he was doing better and there was such a long wait, period. Today he feels better, period. His speech is a little bit confused, but that's not too far off from baseline, according to staff, period. He was known to have schizophrenia, period. His gait is short step, period. He has some degree of dementia, period. He was partially oriented, period. He denies any pain anywhere, period. He has diabetes mellitus, but I'm told that sugars are stable at present, period. They tend to be in the mid-100s, period. He denies polyuria or polydipsia, period. He's not on any hypoglycemic agents, and his meds were reviewed, period. He has hypertension. The blood pressure is controlled at the present time, period. His vitals are stable, period. He has COPD, but denied any current dyspnea, period. He has a history of chronic diastolic heart failure, but there was no dyspnea when seen, and he had no shortness of breath when walking to the house, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, no complaints. ENT, no complaints. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough or sputum. Vascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal, he denies any acute joint inflammation or effusion. Skin, he has fungal nails on his feet, otherwise he's doing okay. New paragraph, past history, chronic hepatitis C, essential hypertension, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, paranoid schizophrenia, essential hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2, dementia without behaviors, chronic diastolic heart failure, he's had frequent falls, schizophrenia, dash, paranoid type, history of alcohol use disorder, tobacco use disorder, edema, hypertension, and paragraph social history, he remains a current smoker, period. He does not seem motivated to quit. In paragraph examination, he is not acutely distressed, blood pressure 132 over 82. Pulse 62, respiratory 18, temperature 97.9, O2 saturation 92%. Head and neck was unremarkable, oral mucosa normal, ears normal. Next up, no mass or nose. No cytomegaly. Lungs, diminished breath sounds, period, no wheezes or crackles, period, no accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal as 1:2, no gout. No murmur, abdomen soft, non-tender. The paragraph assessment of plan. One, Mr. Castle has what could be a TIA, and I recommend adding aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. It could just be fluctuation with respect to his schizophrenia and dementia also, period. However, the staff was concerned enough to have him go to the hospital. Two, he has COPD, but continues to smoke, period. He does have a Buterol available, 2 puffs every 4 hours if needed, period. Three, he has chronic diastolic heart failure, which is controlled. And he will continue lisinopril 20 milligrams daily and metoprolol 50 milligrams twice a day, period. At this point in time, he does not need a diuretic, period. Four, he has diabetes mellitus with his diet controlled at present, period. Five, he has paranoid schizophrenia, which is currently controlled on olanzapine, which he takes 5 milligrams as needed, but he has scheduled doses of Haldol, 5 milligrams BID, and Codentin, 1 milligram BID, period. 60 has essential hypertension, which is controlled with clonidine 0.1 milligram BID plus Norvasc 5 milligrams daily plus metoprolol 50 milligrams twice a day plus lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, period. For pain, he's tolerating naproxen to 50 milligrams twice a day, period. Overall, continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.